Hey guys.
Do a Taylor Swift.
A Taylor Swift? Mm-hmm. I don't know how to do a Taylor Swift. Hey guys, and y'all are listening to 101 point whatever.
Ariana Grande?
How does she talk about it?
Hi guys. Today?
No. She has like a soft voice.
Hi guys.
Oh, Kourtney Kardashian.
How does she talk?
Hi, guys.
Dixie D'Amelio.
Hey, guys, and welcome back.
That's more like,
hey, guys.
What if she listens to our podcast?
Well, maybe this is how we're going to go viral. Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome back. I was going to say to our channel.
Welcome back to Undergals.
Hey. So today we're just gonna ramble. I think we pretty much do that every episode. Okay, so we're just gonna have like a regular casual conversation, not a specific topic.
Yeah.
So how you been, Leslie?
I've been good. How are you? How's your week been?
We never really ask each other.
I know.
It was okay.
It's okay.
Yeah, I can't complain about it.
Yeah, same. I think it was like a normal kind of week. We took pictures.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait for you guys to see them. Yeah. I can't wait to see them either. I haven't seen them.
They kind of look like engagement pictures, so just be aware.
Oh, yeah.
That people were looking at us like they were about to congratulate us, and we're just like,
ah. Yeah. And then I took my kids, so we look like a mixed family. Like a blended family.
Yeah, that was funny.
It was really funny. Because we were like carrying each other. And I was like, oh, they do love each other.
We'll share those pictures, guys, whenever we receive them. Shout out to Vanessa. Thank you for taking the pictures.
Yeah, that was very sweet of you. I really, really appreciate it. And you were really great. I definitely recommend her.
Yes.
Whenever she tells us her Instagram, photography Instagram page, we'll let
y'all. We'll put it up. Yeah.
We'll let y'all know. On Halloween, I went to the movies. It's been a while, right? But anyways, we were waiting for our food, and I felt old because there was a lot of youngsters, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I remember when we used to come, like on a Friday night, release day, and it used to be so packed. Mm-hmm. Now it was, you know, a little more different. Anyways, that's not what made me feel old. What made me feel old is that my husband, you know, he kind of was like being like a little lovey-dovey, like, oh, you know, kind of like leaned in to kiss. Yeah. And then it was like, really, guys? Erin was like, really, guys? We're at the movies.
Oh, gosh.
I was like,
and he's seven.
Yeah, no, but he went like he put like his really hands good on his face. Like
disappointed.
Yeah, like, really, guys? In front of everyone?
What did teacher say?
We would just start laughing. It's like,
that is funny.
Like, what?
Dang. It's because we're not the young ones anymore.
Yeah, it sucks. So, yeah, I thought it was pretty funny.
That is funny. I don't know if anything funny. That is funny without laughing.
That is funny. Next.
I don't know if anything funny happened to me throughout this week. I don't think so. I think it was just
the engagement pictures.
Oh, yeah, just the engagement picture. Oh, and then the Astros vlog.
That's not funny. How is that funny?
No, that was disappointing.
I don't see.
It was funny because I was like, oh, I still got the Texans to watch. Or one from 1-7. Anyways. Let's move on.
Yeah, we're going into sad things.
Yeah, let's go to happier things.
I was thinking maybe we should just talk about like our unpopular opinions today.
Oh, that's interesting.
Right?
We should do that. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Ready?
Let's go. What did you say last time? Who wants to go first from everybody?
Raise your hand. No se me amontonen.
Uno a la vez, por favor.
All right, you want to start off?
I can start off. So, I recently...
You're a fast thinker. Okay. I got to think about mine.
So, I recently got an iPhone, and it changed from Samsung to iPhone.
Very proud moment.
And one of the things that I've been noticing that I don't know if it's an... Well, I think it's an unpopular opinion. I think it's passive-aggressive when somebody just likes your message and doesn't reply to you. It's like, excuse me, reply something to me. Right?
Well, is it something that they can reply to? Yeah. Well, I'm not gonna lie, I do that. I heart it. Maybe not like heart I would it. Take different be like, why didn't you heart it?
But like, why don't you just answer me?
Okay.
If I say like, oh my god, even if it's like you don't have to like it's not a question or anything, I still like want like a little like, oh my god, that's so sweet or something. Just don't just heart it.
Okay.
You're just leaving me in blank.
Alright, I won't do that anymore. Are you talking about me?
Just like in general, I think that's
yeah, that is true. Yeah, especially when I am expecting an answer. But I'm not gonna lie, I do that too sometimes when I don't know what to say.
Maybe I'm overthinking.
Or like, all right, let's just cut it.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm just like, but when I do it,
because you can't keep texting. Like, I don't like saying like, all right, I'll talk to you later. Bye.
Oh yeah, you know? I guess not. But you know when a conversation ends. If the conversation hasn't ended and you're just like
hearting it,
it's like no, like no.
Okay.
Well, you know,
I'm in between.
Yeah, I'm like a no. Please respond to me.
Rude.
So guys,
talking about that, I was like unpopular opinion, or I don't know if it's very unpopular, but I know I did this to Leslie last time. Oh. She was really really butthurt about it, but I'm like, yeah, I don't like it either. Whenever you just say okay,
yes,
in a message, like no emojis,
no excitement, no nothing,
no period, no exclamation point.
Yeah, I'm like,
are you not excited that I'm coming over?
Yes, I texted Nancy. I was like, okay, I'm on my way, and she just said okay. And I was like, excuse me?
Because I was trying to clean the house.
At least like an exclamation mark. Like,
I was trying to clean the house in a hurry before. So I was like, oh my god, okay.
And I was like, oh, okay.
I don't know if I want to go anymore.
Yeah. Okay, you know what? I'm not going.
So this time, whenever she said, I'm on my way, I was like, I'm counting the days. I've been counting the days to see you again, Leslie.
Yeah, and I was like, okay, you're pushing it. I can't. I don't believe it anymore. But yeah, I think going in that too, like when you put periods, for me, if I'm putting period in a text message, it's I'm mad, I'm upset, or something's going on.
Like emphasize.
Yes. Period.
Or per my email.
Yeah, it's like a period definitely, because I never use period. So it's like if I do.
You don't really use like.
You should know that I
use a lot of exclamation points.
Me too. I use exclamation marks
so
a lot.
So period is.
It's a no, like, oh, she's mad. She mad.
So if y'all text Leslie and she puts a period, y'all know.
Yeah. Or so, the only reason that I would put a period, like, by mistake is because sometimes, like, the phone acts like.
Sometimes.
But if I'm like, okay, period, I'm mad.
Oh.
You just got an okay and a period.
Dang.
Yeah.
She mad. That is true. Yeah. Or whenever they just do, like, the little finger, like, the thumbs up.
Oh, yeah.
I hate that.
I've done that in the past.
No.
Have I?
Don't do that because that pisses me off.
Really?
Yeah. Like, just a thumbs up.
Whoa.
Just a thumbs up.
Have I done that? I think I have. I don't know. Maybe I say okay and thumbs up.
Okay. That okay and thumbs up makes it a little better.
I think
better.
The good okay is like the O-K-A-Y. I'm okay with that one. With the O and K, I'm like, you don't have the time to actually like write it out.
Put a O. Yeah. Put a A.
Yeah, like, excuse me? Yeah, but.
All right.
Yeah, I think when I do
we like overthinkers?
Oh, I think we are. Well, I am. I'm an overthinker for sure.
Me too.
I'm like, wait. He put a period.
What did I say mean?
He? There's no doing he in my life, guys. Just in case I didn't know. Anyways, Yeah.
You stopped yourself.
Yeah. I
proud
stopped
of
myself
you.
From saying the rest of that sentence.
All right. I have an unpopular opinion.
Let me see. Let me hear it.
Ketchup has to be room temperature.
Oh. Well, actually, I agree with that. I don't put it in the fridge.
I don't put it in the fridge either.
When you put it in the fridge, it gets like this little like caldito, and I don't like that when it comes out. I'm like, ooh. Cause I don't put it in the fridge either.
No, and even like whenever you eat something warm, like let's say your fries are warm.
Oh, and then you put the cold ketchup?
Yeah,
that would taste
like,
nasty.
It just throws it off. It needs to be room temperature.
I guess adding to that, I personally like my ketchup all over top of the fries. I don't, like... I put it on the side now because I've been judged before by my friends, and they're like, why are you putting it all on the top of the fries? So now
are
I'm
you
like,
a child?
Yeah, I'm like, okay, I'll put it to the side. But my preference is like putting it all on top. It just makes life easier. You just grab
her
it.
So her inner self still wants to do it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She does it for the society.
Yeah. Society's changing, you guys. But
I personally like it on the side.
And then with black pepper.
Every fry, you can decide how much ketchup you want.
But it what if I don't want a lot of
ketchup on my next fry?
And then your ketchup finishes and you have to put more ketchup whenever it's like, just put it all over. You're done. You just get it some and so good.
Well, I haven't really thought about it, but.
Yeah, see? You should try it next time. But don't do it in front of people because then they'll judge you.
All right.
So. Going with food, also, I think, this is my unpopular opinion, tacos are better off by themselves with just salsa.
No.
You don't need cilantro. No. You don't need cilantro. That just takes off the taste of it.
Are you a child?
Are you a child? I don't like, I do not like cilantro or cebolla. Well, cebolla asada, yes. Te la paso. No, pero la cebolla, no.
Dude, I love, I know that when I was little, like, I would hate cebolla, but I love cebolla.
It just gives it a whole other taste. Like, if you put cilantro, like, no, I do not.
And limon, okay.
No.
El taco.
Fresh chile.
Cilantro, cebolla, no. Limón, and the salsa.
No.
Chef kiss.
Just taco, la fajita, y nada más la salsita, un poquito de cebolla asada. That's it. You don't need to add all this. It takes away from the actual beauty of it.
At least a cilantro.
No.
At least.
Cilantro is the least one that I like.
Oh my, what?
Yeah, I don't like cilantro. You didn't know that?
I thought you always said, like, cilantro, cebolla, aparte. I used to hate
that. Oh, I always say aparte because I don't want them to put it on top, but I don't eat it.
Oh. I thought you liked it, but
I just don't eat it.
Yeah.
I'm always
I used to hate ordering for Leslie because she would be like, cebolla, cilantro on the side and separate it. Like, she don't want it mixed.
Yeah, I don't like it. It just takes, I don't like that.
I was like, it's not me. I'm a regular Mexican.
Menudo too? Don't like it.
Don't like the smell of it.
Don't like the smell of it. Don't like the, like, texture of it.
Texture.
And it's just like a very big Hispanic meal.
Uh-huh. Like a very Sunday morning.
Yeah, and it's like, meal. No, I'm like, ooh.
Not to me. No. Maybe the caldito.
Not even. Yeah. I prefer pozole.
Oh, yeah.
10 times better. Green pozole or red pozole?
My go-to is red.
Okay, same.
But I like both.
I don't like both. I just like red.
Well, maybe you haven't tried a good green one.
Well, maybe. Just stop being a child.
You read my mind.
But yeah, wow. We can tell we're hungry.
I am hungry
too.
You just said pozole. I'm like, where do they sell?
Que alguien nos invite los taquitos. Para que vean que... Con la verdura aparte. I always say...
Now they're just not going to want to order for us.
For real.
Whenever I was smaller, my parents were always like... Kill like a... Fresh cow, you know, like fresh cow. So I know where menudo comes from.
Oh my gosh!
Like I used to wash it.
Oh my god! No!
I'm like cringing right now. I'm like, so that's why I don't like menudo because I know, I know where it comes from. I've seen it.
I have to have that picture in my mind.
Okay, next.
Next, let's move on from that. Okay, this might be an unpopular opinion, but I'm not sure. So I think. That you shouldn't have to shower unless you feel dirty. Like,
I feel dirty every day.
I don't. Like, people shower every day. That's a waste of water. You're probably not dirty if you haven't gone anywhere. Why shower every day? I have a certain day that I have to shower because my hair, you know, I don't want to shower my hair or wash my hair every day.
Okay, the hair I get.
But even, like,
us
showering.
Girls, we shouldn't be washing our hair every day.
Yeah. I've been seeing, but I don't know if you've seen, like, this whole...
I have to shower every day.
I don't. Like, have you seen, like, I know that there was this whole thing with Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis, that they're like, we don't shower every day, and that's fine. And people were like...
They're hippies, okay?
Maybe I want to be it. No. And other famous people were like, what? But I agree. I don't feel the necessity of showering every day, and I don't.
Maybe because I was raised this way. My mom
showers every day.
Every single day.
My mom
Wait,
too.
Morning or night?
Night.
Because that was going to be one of my opinions, too.
Do you, night or morning? You?
Morning. I don't know why. I was raised like that.
Showering makes me more sleepy. It doesn't wake me up.
No, it wakes me up. Especially like, when I would go to school, I had to shower before I would go
I could not shower in the morning.
Even if I had, like, just straightened my hair at night, like, okay, in the morning, I'm going to shower my body.
No.
Yeah.
If I shower, it's going to be a night.
It's just like, why do if you I shower every morning? You're going to get dirty. And I was like, huh, that's right. So do I have to take two showers?
No. I mean, I don't hate showering. I like showering, but it's like, I'm not going to do it if I don't need it.
Okay. Nobody get close to her.
Also, I guess going on with this, dang, I'm just exposing myself. It's okay.
We already know that you're hairy.
Yeah, a lot of people get to know the real me, guys. I feel like the only way to do this is the right way. If you scratch your head, you have to smell your fingers. Do you do that?
Yeah. I was thinking about it. I was like,
like it just. She just did it. It's just like a common. If I scratch it, it's just automatically like, do I need a shower?
Not that bad yet.
It's just, I think that's the right way to do it, you know?
Yeah, we're used to it.
Yeah.
Right? Guys, right?
Maybe.
So, morning showers
are
the way to go.
No, I don't agree with that. Whatever. I mean, what else? Sorry.
No, whatever. One thing.
One thing?
One thing.
One thing.
My opinion.
Okay.
Talking on the phone is better than texting.
I agree with that.
Right?
Well, it depends with who.
Yeah, that's true.
Because, like, if I'm, like, in a relationship, and I prefer talking on the phone. For sure. Like,
or just anything, because you can take it in different ways. Like, my okay, whenever I was like, I was kind of like, okay.
Because your text messages can be, like, read differently.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
You read it in a...
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's true.
So that's why I know that I used to be like, why are you calling me?
That's how I am sometimes
talk.
Too.
But as I've become older,
you prefer
became
talking.
Older, I don't know, whatever. I rather talk now.
Really?
I'm like, dude, just call me. It's easier.
I do like it. I think it just depends. For me, it just depends. Because sometimes I'm like, why are they calling me? It just depends. Like, sometimes I'm at work and I'm like, okay, you can just text me. Why are you calling me? You know?
Yeah.
But in other times, I'm like, call me. You're saying all this, just call me.
Yeah. Like, you have to think about what you're going to write.
Yeah.
And then just writing it. And then your iPhone just correcting, auto-correcting. I'm not trying to say duck.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I think sometimes.
Yeah, and you can actually hear my voice. I'll be like, hey.
Yeah.
Not just like, hey.
Yeah. You give it more like your personality when you're calling. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think talking is better than texting.
I kind of agree with that one.
Right?
It just depends.
So don't get mad if I call you. I just want to hear your voice. I want to hear your tone. How do you really feel about it?
And if she doesn't call you, that means that she doesn't want to hear your voice, guys.
Yeah, I'll just be like, all right, I get you.
I think going back, if you heard our podcast or our episode last one, I think Black Widow is overrated. Do you agree with that? It goes back to what I said. Like, she doesn't have super. I feel like if somebody doesn't have an actual superpower, you shouldn't be a hero.
But
like Batman,
she's smart.
I don't think Batman. Okay, anybody can be smart. That doesn't mean you're a superhero. When it comes to Marvel, guys, because if you're a kid, yes.
Hey, that was one of my unpopular opinions. I'm like, Marvel is better than DC.
Oh yeah, I agree, 100%.
I don't think there's anyone out there that thinks
DC
is better.
There's
right?
anything interesting about Batman or Superman.
Well, I actually like the Batman movies.
I haven't watched any of them.
But then, Caesar got me into Marvel.
Oh.
I wasn't always a Marvel fan. Whenever we started dating,
you were a DC fan?
No. I was
just
like,
no fan.
I was just like, oh, a movie.
I just think.
And wouldn't pay attention to it.
Marvel,
I love the connections.
It's way more. Yes, way more interesting. And DC has just never caught my attention. I watched, what is it? Wonder Woman? That one was good.
The first one. The second one.
Oh, yeah, the second one was all right.
No, it was like, what am I watching?
Yeah.
I'm just going to change it.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah.
The
second one,
yeah. It was all right. But, yeah, I agree. Marvel over DC any day.
Uh-huh.
But then again, I haven't watched any Batman or Superman movies.
You haven't watched Batman?
Any of them.
With the Joker?
Oh, I watched the Joker. Oh, the Joker movie was one of my favorite ones.
No. Batman with the Joker, whenever he goes to the hospital and dressed like a nerd. Dude, that's a badass movie. You need to watch them.
I haven't watched them.
So, Batman, I could do.
I don't know.
The Dark Knight Rises y todo eso. Those I could do.
Como no me llaman mucho la atención. I don't know why.
Pero, not like, oh my god, I can't wait for the next movie. Like, Marvel, I'm like,
yeah,
I can't wait for the next movie.
Yeah.
And, so, I was gonna go back to how I started liking Marvel.
Oh, yeah.
So, back in 2012. How story.
I woke up and the birds were chirping.
So I've always watched like Spider-Man, like Peter mm-hmm. Parker. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I never knew there was like
connections.
Yeah. Like there's going to be a next one or, you know. But whenever I met Caesar, he was like, oh my God, the new Thor movie is going to come out. We need to go watch it. And I was like, oh my God, that's for nerds.
Dang.
Like, I didn't really like superhero mm-hmm. stuff. Mm-hmm. And then he was like, no, you need to, if we're going to go to the movies, of course, because I wanted to,
to catch him.
Yeah. I wanted to be with him. So I was like, I'm going to go to the movies with you. Uh-huh. But I want to know what's going on. So he's like, all right, watch the first one. And I thought it was so badass, the Thor movie.
Uh-huh.
I was like, I can't believe I never heard about it. I thought it was so badass. And after that, we just
got into them.
Yeah, got into them. And it was like, oh, what? How do you know so much? He was like, well, you haven't watched the previous ones? Like, there's connections yeah. with every movie, like Spider-Man.
Well, all of them.
Back in the day, it wasn't like really Spider-Man. Like, how is Spider-Man connected to this? But mm-hmm. now Infinity War was like,
oh, yeah. I like okay. it when you're like, whoa, I remember that. Oh my gosh, like, I remember what? That from
and then he was like, yeah, you know, they're all going to come together one day. I'm like, oh,
yeah. What? And then even the shows, like the Disney, like Loki and
yeah,
like
now
WandaVision.
They just made it like much better.
Yeah, I'm like, whoa, because they connected in little things as well. Yeah, I'm like,
I love it. I love
looking. DC who?
Exactly.
Going off with movies, I don't think Star Wars, Harry Potter, and those movies, I don't see the hype about them.
Okay, Star Wars, I've never watched it. They seem so boring.
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe you can change my mind. But
Harry Potter, I haven't either.
I don't think. They look boring. Harry Potter
is different. I just feel like it's not my vibe.
Well, have you tried watching it?
No.
This is Leslie most of the time.
Have you tried it?
No.
Maybe I should try it. Give it a try.
Yeah. You're just like.
But then it's like, I feel like if I give it a try now, it's too late to catch on. You know what I mean? Like everybody's already.
No. It's never too late.
I actually saw that they have them on HBO.
Yeah. Try watching.
I might.
Try watching it.
I might.
It's not as great as, like, don't expect too much of it, but it is interesting.
The only thing is that, I don't know if this happens to you, like, I have to feel a certain way to watch something. Like, for example, like, when I watch Friends, I have to feel like, oh, I want to laugh, whatever.
Uh-huh.
When I watch, like, a love story, I'm like, oh, I got to feel lonely to watch it. You know what I mean? Like, I have to get the feeling to be able to get on the vibe of feeling it. Yeah. So I'm like, when am I ever going to feel like, oh, I want to watch Harry Potter today? You know what I mean? You get me?
Maybe, like, during Halloween, those, it's kind of, like, spooky.
Maybe.
Like wizard. So how do you have to feel to watch Marvel?
I gotta feel like, oh, I want to be pumped up. Like, yeah, let's go. Like that. Like, because I just feel like, oh my gosh. When I watch Marvel, I'm like, dang, that could be me. I could go outside right now and just do all of that. And it makes me feel so powerful. Does that happen to you?
No.
Like, I just feel like, oof.
Okay.
Anyways.
I'm going to ignore that.
I'll give it a try and, yeah, and check
give
back
it a try.
In.
Give Game of Thrones a try too.
Maybe.
Hey, what? Sorry, we're going to go off track for a little bit. What shows are you like, you need to watch this show?
Like me telling you, you need to watch this show?
You need to watch it.
That you haven't watched
it? Like you need
it?
To recommend.
For sure, like, New Girl. I like more, like, girly shows. Like, New Girl, Friends, for sure. That 70s Show, I think that's, like, funny shows. Bridgerton, I liked. It was just a little bit naughty. But but it was the drama. Yeah. I like the drama.
I like the drama, too. I like Bridgerton.
Yeah. And
it made me feel like, oh, my God, someone can love me that way.
What other shows have I been like, oh, my gosh, I love this show?
New Girl? I do like New Girl.
I like New
Girl. I feel like I can relate to New Girl. Like,
yeah.
Like,
she's funny. I think.
Yeah, we're funny.
I feel like I can relate. What's it? Jess. I feel like I can relate a lot to Jess because she's very like.
Because we're like.
Like what? That doesn't mean we're dumb. It just means.
We're not.
She's not dumb.
She's not dumb, right?
She's a teacher. I just love her personality.
Me too. Yeah. She really reminds me of me.
Yeah.
And I guess if you don't see that part of me, you really, I guess you don't
know me.
Yeah, really, really you don't know me.
How would you describe me? Who from, like, a show are you, like, you're like, I know what you're going to say. Just kidding. Never mind. You're going to say Phoebe.
No, but because you always say, I was going to say Jess.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I've always said it. I was like, me and you.
We do kind of have Jess vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I don't think that it's me, I think that it's you. You know, like, yeah, or us together.
Yeah.
We'd be like, us like together, that. We're Jess.
Yeah. Who's so. That girl?
Who's it's that Jess. Girl? Adeline got into it. She's like, it's Jess.
I don't know what other shows. I know that the shows that I watch are not really your vibe. Recently, I've been watching The Great British whenever Baking you say, Show.
No, but when what?
The Great British Baking Show.
Oh. No.
I've been into it. Like, but it's like a feel-good show. It's not like, oh my gosh, I really need to watch it. Well, I do watch it every time it comes out. But I just, it makes me feel good. I don't know how to bake at all, but it just makes me feel like so relaxed. Oh, like competitive shows. I like being like, who's going to win?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you do. I like rooting for people.
She likes Exatlón.
Exatlón, amiga.
Oh.
Put the accent.
I was like, dude, I have never heard of that show.
I like the, it's weird.
I was like, what do you learn from this? Like,
I learned how to be competitive.
Oh, okay.
I need to learn that because we're going to start going to the gym.
Yeah, we're going to start going to the gym.
Yeah.
Is that why you want to go to the gym? Because you see them?
Yeah. Oh, and I'm like, okay. I want to get there. I want to go to that show.
Okay. I don't like Exatlón. I don't even know what that was.
What shows would you recommend to me?
Whenever you like? Said Bridgerton, you're like, but it's a little naughty. I was like, girl, have you seen Game of Thrones?
Oh, yeah. I haven't watched
I'm Game like, of that's Thrones. Nothing to me. So, to me, Game of Thrones is my shit.
That's like your show that you
that's
really like?
That's like the... My favorite show ever. Yeah?
Your favorite show?
Yeah. That's whenever I was like, you watch Game of Thrones? Watch Game of Thrones?
Really?
Yeah.
No, my favorite show for sure is Friends.
Oh, okay.
I think that's like my favorite go-to.
I like
dangerous shows.
Like old, like not old movies, like but from back in the days.
Oh, like, yeah, old style kind of shows?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Have you seen Outlander?
No.
I like Outlander.
Like Breaking Bad, I never liked that show either.
Oh, okay. I never tried it. Okay. Well, I've actually tried to get into it. I've watched like the first 3 episodes, but
it wasn't good.
I'm not there yet to where like I need to watch the next episode.
Dang, what other show? I'm more like a movie person, I think. I love watching movies, especially love story movies, because I'm like, yes, what I can't have. I'm just kidding.
Well.
No, like I really love like love stories and funny movies.
You used to go to the movies a lot.
Oh, yeah. I used to love going to the movies. It's so cute. Yeah. But, yeah, I really love movies.
You're more into movies.
I used to go to the movies a lot, but then this whole thing happened. But, yeah, I'm more into movies. But I do like shows. I
think I'm more into, like, series.
Yeah?
Series.
I have to, like, again, the whole vibe thing. Like, I have to be like, okay, I'm feeling this. Let me watch the show.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I like watching shows like have you seen The Last Kingdom?
No.
Uhtred?
No.
Uhtred of Beppenbug.
No. I have no idea what you just said. I think it's just kind of like if I see a show and I'm like, okay, like one of the random shows that I watched was, what was it called? The Queen's Gambit.
Oh, that was
a really good show. Yeah, I really liked it. I think that was the last series.
I kept putting that one off because it didn't look so interesting.
I was like, why would I be interested? I don't even know how to play chess. But then I started watching it, and I was like, this is really interesting. Yeah.
And for one series,
it was good. Yeah. It was good. I enjoyed it. But I guess that's a show that I would recommend. If you're like into like,
It just gives you like a proud feeling.
Yeah.
And that's what I like.
It makes you feel motivated to like, do something new.
Right.
I'm like, whoo, what should I start? But, yeah.
Yeah. So, I like, I guess you could say, like, war movies. War series. Because I know Outlander is war, a little bit of war. The Last Kingdom is a little bit of war. Game of Thrones. But, like, back in the day.
Okay,
like medieval. I like medieval things.
Oh,
medieval
okay.
Whatever.
Yeah.
But, like,
I get you.
And then after that, I'll be like, all right, what else can we watch?
What's next?
That's not.
Do you feel like when you finish watching a show, it's like, oh, what do I do with my life now?
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, well, because I feel like I was living there with them. Like, ooh, let's go. You know?
Yeah. I have to find a series that's, like, at least 3 seasons and up.
Oh, I love it when I'm like, oh, there's still another season I have to watch.
Yes.
You know what? I don't know if this is an unpopular opinion, but there's no need for somebody to put a pet in a movie and then kill the pet off. The dog, specifically. What's the point of that?
What movie are you referring to?
Well, any show or movies. Like, why? Why do you need to put a dog in this show or in this movie just for the purpose of killing the dog? That just makes me sad, and I won't continue watching the show. I will turn it off, and then I have to go in.
Well, that is sad.
I have to go in and Google it and be like, did this animal really get hurt? Just for my sake.
Oh, my goodness.
I really hate that. Like, no, don't do that. There's no point in doing that.
Yeah, don't you use know? A poor animal. Yeah. What did it do to you?
Yeah, exactly. Even if it's just like a, what is it, like tech thing? Like, you know, when they just like, you know?
Like it's not a real dog?
Yeah. Oh. Even if it's not a real dog, don't put an animal.
You're playing with my feelings.
Yes. Okay. Yes. But, sorry. Had to go. Also, going into that, I think that in a job, if you suffer, like if you have a pet and they die, you should have kept paid time. Like time off.
Aww.
Like a love, because if it's a loved one,
it is a loved one.
A
right?
Pet can be a really personal, you
oh
know?
Yeah,
so you should get that kind of, what is it called,
grieving,
yeah, grieving time off.
Mm-hmm.
You should. I think that they
I wonder
that.
If they do you know, because oh. that is very
I feel like they wouldn't.
It's very painful,
right?
It, como tú dices, it's a loved one.
Yeah, it's like I don't even want to imagine that, but like if my dog, I am not going to go to work.
I need some days off.
Yeah, you cannot expect me to be functioning like the person that, you know, like no. So
I
we need to add
you.
That. I need to talk to my supervisor about that. I'm just kidding. We're not there yet.
I agree with I agree with you.
Yeah.
I have one.
Okay, tell me.
You probably get butthurt with this one.
Let me see.
Not butthurt, but like hurt. Loteria's boring.
Okay, it depends who you're playing it with.
Okay.
And if you're just playing it for fun, it's boring. If you're playing it for money.
Money, right?
It gets interesting.
Okay.
Also, if you're just playing one card, it's boring. If you're playing more than one card, you keep yourself busy.
So maybe that's why.
Yeah. Because I go like almost every, what?
No, you go every week.
Every week with my grandparents, because I also think it's like a way for them to kind of like, you know, have something fun to do. And I enjoy it. We like literally, me and my mom go back home like at 2 a.m. because, and we get there like at 8.
But yeah, that's just like, but it gets boring.
Yeah, I think it could get boring. After a while, if we're playing for a while and I'm just losing, I'm like, I don't want to play anymore, you know?
If you lose, of course. Like,
yeah. But then it's like, I also am the one that gives the cards. Like, El Catrín, you know. Yeah.
Catherine. The card teller.
Yeah, I'm the card, you know.
La dama.
Yeah. So that kind of keeps me also kind of, you know, busy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess.
Okay, this one, I guess you want to go that way? Let me go that way.
I bet.
But hurt you. I think the smell of coffee is better than actual drinking coffee. I don't think...
Coffee smells delicious.
But I just don't like it.
If you like the smell of it, you probably like it.
No, I don't like it.
You probably just haven't tasted the right
one.
Like,
I don't hate it. I'll drink it. But it's not like, oh my gosh, I'm really craving a coffee today.
I used to be like 8 and be drinking coffee at 1 p.m.
Oh my God. You see, no, like even when I drink a coffee, my mom sometimes is like, oh, ¿quieres café con pan?
I need my cafecito with pan.
But I just need it for like dip in my pan and that's it. I don't drink it. You know what I mean?
That's like milk. Like, mm-hmm. You know, like...
That's how I use it.
I don't like milk. Do you like milk?
Not by itself.
Right?
No. With my cereal, yes.
With my cereal?
If you drink milk by yourself, there's something seriously troubling with you.
Yeah. I'm lactose intolerant. I'm just kidding.
I am.
I'm not.
I am, guys.
So you can eat ice cream?
Dang, I'm hairy. I'm lactose intolerant. I don't... I can't eat ice cream because then...
I'm seeing why.
Mm-hmm. Why I'm single?
Yeah.
If you don't know, guys.
No. Okay.
Yeah, I can't. I mean, I can eat it, but it's not gonna be a happy moment at the end of the day. But yeah, I don't think like, oh, I want a cup of milk.
Oh
no.
Yeah.
Like what?
Or whenever I'm drinking like warm or drinking warm cookies. Eating warm cookies or
dipping
bread,
it in. Yeah.
I don't think like, oh, I need a cup of milk with this. I don't.
I like to dip it in.
No.
To make it soggy. My
okay.
Soggy and then...
Well, I don't know. I've been on a diet for a long time.
Oh,
so I can't eat bread.
Going into like food and drinking, I think that I actually just forgot what I was thinking.
I'm still with like, I can't believe you don't like coffee.
It was something about milk. We were talking about milk. Oh, I got it. Water. I think water has different tastes.
Yeah, for sure.
Because some people...
Do you like Fiji water?
I don't. I used to love it. I used to love it. Mm-hmm. But then I would drink it all the time. And then it started making me feel dizzy. And I was like,
what?
Hold up. Wait,
water?
Which is weird. Maybe it's just on my brain. But, and then I started tasting a taste in it. And I was like, I don't like this taste.
I tasted it from the beginning. I was like, why do people love this?
I used to love it. And I was like, is this supposed to be bougie?
Uh-huh. I was like, why is this bougie? It tastes nasty.
Yeah. And then I started, I definitely think.
Maybe because we're used to the chaffa a little. Nestle water.
I literally said it like that once. I went to HEB. And I was like, hey, like, you know when you just put it in the bottom of your cart and you're like, oh, like, I don't want to bring it off. And I was like, hey, I have a Nestle water. And she was like.
A nest.
She looked at me and she was like, what type of water? And I was like, a Nestle? And she was like, oh, what's the right way to say it?
Nestle?
Oh, I guess Nestle.
I don't know.
I was like, okay.
she knows what you meant.
I know. Why like, girl. What's your favorite type of water? Like, you're like, this is my go-to.
I really don't care.
Really?
As long as it's not Fiji.
I like Aquafina. Or Dasani. How do you say Dasani?
Dasani.
Right? I like that one too.
I don't think it tastes bad.
I like the taste of it. Like, it's just like...
Yeah. Nestle.
I feel like we sound dumb talking about the taste of water. But I definitely think there's a taste to it. Yeah,
there is.
Right?
My mom, she can't drink anything else. Que no sea Osarga.
Really?
Yes.
I actually like that marca too.
Yeah. She's like she goes to Sam's. And I'm like, Mom, just get the Sam's water.
You know? I don't like it. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm just like, whatever. It's like...
No, I like Osarka or Dasani. Those are my go-to, I think, I would say.
Just give me some water, girl.
No, there's another one that we have. Purifina?
No, it's Dasani and Aquafina, no?
Oh, maybe. I don't know. But
y la Nestle. Maybe the Nestle.
Also, I have this thing in my head, and I don't know if this is true or not, but I give my dog bottled water because I don't think that the... Water sink. From the sink.
Yeah.
I feel like it might affect her.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, that's a popular opinion?
Mm-hmm. Oh. I guess it's popular.
Just because we both think it's popular, guys.
Best out of this room.
if any of y'all don't agree with any of these, or some, let us know in the comments. Because like, I think...
What?
What are y'all talking about?
Oh, water tastes the same.
Also, if your dog, going into pets now, I feel like if you don't let your dog sleep with you, again, going to... You shouldn't have a dog. You don't love your dog.
I love Tex.
Why don't you let him sleep with you?
My dog's name is Tex. I love him.
Why don't you let him sleep with you?
I'm not like a big dog person, but
why don't you let him sleep with you?
Because he's mine.
Why do you keep avoiding
him? He sleeps in my room.
If you love your dog, and if he's part of your family. If he's part of your family.
He is, but.
Where does your family sleep in?
He leaves a lot of hair in my bed.
And so we shed. There's a whole bunch of hair here on the floor, and it's from us.
Why are you exposing me?
You know, I think there's just no point in having a dog if he doesn't sleep with you or she.
Look, you have a small dog.
Even if I had my dream dog.
A small dog.
It's a.
Have you lived with a big dog? They shed a lot.
I haven't.
No.
Oh yes, we had used to have Hershey's, and he used to sleep with me.
I can't do that.
I love.
That's a lot of pelitos poking me.
You see, maybe I am dirty.
And I feel dirty.
Then I don't shower.
And yeah.
But I just can't imagine, like, unless he's I guess he's an outdoor dog. Maybe that's why Tex is, you know, if he was an indoor dog.
No.
Oh.
He still won't.
If I have a dog and it's an indoor dog, I wouldn't, like, you're clean like me. You're as dirty as I am. Maybe not, but.
She's probably cleaner than you.
But, like, you can sleep with me, you know? I don't know. I feel like you need to check yourself if your dog doesn't sleep with you.
She's throwing rocks at me.
But, yeah. Also, okay, I have another one. If I'm singing a song in the car, and I'm, like, singing it, like, you know, like,
yes.
Hardcore, uh-huh. Like, feeling it,
you have to get him
talk to me and start a conversation with me.
Right?
I'm like, bro.
Oh my gosh.
Do you not see me? I'm so into this song. And you're like, so what do you think about that? I'm like,
girl, that happens to me all the time. I'm like, I'm jealous.
Yes, I'm like, I have to rewind my song and like,
yes,
I'm like, gonna rewind my song.
Wait a bit.
Yeah. I'm like, can you not respect that I'm singing. My lungs out. Yeah, I think you don't
kill my vibe. Yeah, basically.
You can wait till the song finishes.
Yeah,
you know.
I mean, sometimes though, I'm thinking about it. And I'm like, yeah, I feel that way. Because that happens to me all the time. I'm like,
but sometimes you're at the other end.
Why you gonna interrupt me? But then I'm like, oh, I have a thought. And then I gotta tell you, because I will forget, because I forget a lot of things.
Yeah, we know that. You know what happens to me too, and my friends have gotten annoyed about this. When I say friends, I say one person. I don't know why I do this, but usually I can't finish listening to one song. Like, when I see that it's going to end, I have to change it to another song. My friend used to get so annoyed at that. Like, you are literally singing the song and you're changing it. Why? And I don't know why. Something about me that's like, I need to change it. I don't want to end it. Maybe I'm scared of end.
Yeah, maybe. It has to do with something
personal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let's not go too deep.
Today is not about going deep. Okay?
Yeah, today's about...
Anyways. Yeah, don't kill my vibe.
What other thing do you think?
Pineapple goes on pizza.
No.
What?
I think we need to stop being
friends. No, wait.
No, wait.
You don't like coffee, so...
I don't like pineapple on pizza. I just think sweet. Like, how can you put...
I don't know why.
Why would somebody put a fruit in a pizza?
It's balance, like putting, baby. Balance.
No, that's like something... It's like putting,
it's like salt and sweet. Like,
it's like saying, oh, I'm going to put some strawberries in my steak.
I love pineapple. It could go on my tacos.
Ooh, girl.
Yes.
No. I like pineapple.
No, I like
by pineapple. Itself with tahini, but like add it to something, no.
Oh my gosh.
There's something wrong with you.
I think you need to choose a new co-host. I don't like coffee.
We need to test your palate, because...
Dude, pizza, I have to have my... Girl, have you tasted pepperoni, jalapenos, and pineapple?
No, that does not sound... What? I usually get pepperoni,
you're basic.
Mushroom.
Eat pepperoni.
And...
Mushroom?
Jalapeno.
I don't mind mushroom. But... Pineapple really balances it.
Guys.
It's like...
If you're a pineapple person...
It's like a little tangy in there.
Future boyfriend, if you're listening to me...
I'm telling you, I'm starting to see. She don't like coffee. You need to go to coffee places to meet
somebody. I could go and get like a pink drink.
You really think someone at a coffee house is gonna approach someone with a pink drink?
Yeah, they could be like, oh, that's my girl right there. She likes coffee.
Okay.
But also, okay, this, I don't know if this is an unpopular opinion. This is not really. This is just a random thought. I've always wondered, okay, you know how there's older people that are single, right?
Uh-huh.
Like, okay, let me, like, does it automatically click, like, I can only look at older ladies? You know what I mean? I don't know if that makes sense. Like, even, like, okay, you know how there's, like, a league, right? Like, in the sense, like, for example, a girl that's really hot, I would say, like, people find her very attractive. Does she automatically know, like, what's on her league? Like, oh, like, this guy's super hot, but I can get him. Like, for example, a girl that's, like, maybe, like, you know. Anyway, it's like, if somebody that's older, does it just click, like, I have to look at older people? Like, for example, me. If I'm, hopefully not, right? But if I'm single by, like, 40, is it automatically going to click in me, like...
You can only look at people your age?
And find them attractive? Because right now, if I look like look at an older guy, I'm not like, oh, he's hot, you know? Is it just, like...
You don't do that?
Is it just gonna, like, click? Like, am I just gonna find them attractive through the passage of time? You know what I mean?
So.
Do you get me?
I think so.
You think so?
I think, you're gonna wanna look at people your age. No?
Yeah, I guess.
Why are you gonna look at younger ones?
Because what if I don't get through that passage of time? You get me? Do you get me?
I'm a little confused. I want to say I get you, but I don't know. I'm confused.
Like, do we automatically know what's in our range?
Yeah.
Like,
I think so.
Like, for example, the guys that I think attractive, sometimes you don't think are attractive. Is it because we're in a different, like, spectrum of, like, how hot or how cute we are that you're like, oh, I know that I can get this other guy that's cute? You know what I mean? Do you get me?
Okay.
You get me?
Yeah. you eased it out for me. So,
so like, it's like, somebody, is it, do we find people attracted lo differently? Que caiga, lo que caiga. No, amiga. No, no, tampoco. I'm desperate. Not that. No, I'm kidding. I'm not desperate, guys. I know it sounds like it, but I'm not.
I'm not desperate, guys.
But you know what I mean? Do you get
yeah,
me?
Yeah, I do get
I
you.
I just wonder, like.
I think so, though. You think I think so? So. I think it's, like, natural.
Yeah, like. I think that's the word.
He's
like
too
natural.
Hot, so he can't be for me.
Yeah. This
one, you know? Right? Like that?
I wonder. Yeah, that's what I was going to. Going for.
Anybody want to go on a date with Leslie?
Send me a DM. No, just kidding. I'm kidding, guys. I'm kidding. I'm happily single. I'm an independent woman.
This is like a must. We have to say it in every podcast until she gets one. If y'all want to hear her, if y'all want her to shut up about it.
If y'all want to hear about dating stories, I like that kind of gets me excited, though, because we're like right? in this passage together with our like our listeners. So I feel like whenever I do start going on dates
everybody's
and stuff.
Everybody's going to be so relieved.
But I'll be able to talk to them.
We're all going to celebrate. We're going to throw a big party for you.
Like, we're all able, like, they're going to be able to, like, go along in the journey with me. Like, guys, I went on a date today. And
imagine,
is,
yeah. Imagine, that, like in a year. Like,
why in a year? Why can it be, like, in the 2 next months? Excuse me.
Okay, I was just going, you know, long term. Anyways. But imagine, like, in a year, like, what were we talking about a year ago?
Right?
Right?
I'm excited for that.
Me too. I'm excited for
yeah.
you.
yeah. But
too excited. Please.
Excited. Please, guys, please. Yeah. But I think we had a pretty good genre of, like,
unpopular opinions.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Do you have any other?
I can't think of anything anymore.
I feel like those were good.
Hey, Whataburger.
Hey.
Yes. Hey. Whataburger or Burger King?
Burger King.
Right?
Right. I don't
I mean,
the,
don't get me wrong. I do like Whataburger.
I'm not a big fan of Whataburger.
You're not?
No.
What do you get?
I've tried different things, and I just I just don't like it.
I feel like BK's meat, it's like smoky.
I
like,
love the Texas like a, double cheeseburger.
Oh, yes, with jalapenos.
I'm so hungry.
Okay.
With all fries. Right. Ooh. You know, also, last one, I guess.
Oh, wait.
I'm not a big fan of, like, what is that place called? Lanes?
Lanes?
Yeah.
Lanes? What is that?
Is that only
food?
Yeah, it's like chicken strips.
Lanes? I don't know what you're talking about.
Cane? No, there's that one. There's also Lanes, isn't there? Race? There was one in A&M.
Oh.
Maybe.
Can't relate.
Well, Race of Canes, I don't like it.
Raisin Canes?
Raisin Canes?
Yeah.
I said Race of Canes. Dang, I need to go out more.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
But I'm not, I don't. See that?
I do like Raisin Canes, and I crave it sometimes.
Really? I do like it. I do. Like, the places that I will not ever say, like, I'm craving this is Subway, Whataburger, Raisin Canes, and...
Dude, I haven't gone to Subway in so long that I'm like, don't. Baby, just take me to Subway. He's like, hell no!
I don't like Subway.
Just it's take just me.
A good date, just throwing it out there. A good date? Well, I don't know, because my favorite place to go to is Pluckers, but I feel like I get really dirty when I eat.
So I've just, so, oh, that's what you don't want to go on a date with?
Yeah, because it's like, unless you want to see the real side of me, take me to Pluckers. But, like, I, like, go ham on my wings. I love wings.
Do you, like, lick the bone?
No, I don't go that bad.
I can't get too close to the bone.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, I do.
No.
Like, in, like, regular, like, apenas hice mi mamá molde, and I like biting, es el huesito, pero es el que se puede morder. Oh. I don't know. It's cartilage?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I love that part of the bone.
Oh, I don't.
Blech. I love it. The crunchy. Oh.
Ew. Okay.
I love it.
Enough. I'm getting
enough. Yeah.
You know where Caesar took me on our first date?
Where?
To Tell Flamingos. No, wait. That was the second date. He took me to Fry's. Because I thought...
Fry's?
Fry's. Oh.
I was like, what?
So
the electronics store?
So Caesar wasn't so great at this dating thing.
Girl.
I don't know how we're here right now.
That's, yeah.
No. You know, let's talk about dating real quick. Let me tell you my story about my husband.
Let me hear.
So, we were supposed to meet, right? We're like, hey, you want to hang out? I wasn't used to that.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, we're talking, hey, let me take you out on a date, right? Let's go to Chili's or something.
Yeah, Chili's. That's not even that great, but okay.
Back in the day.
Olive Garden?
Back in the day, I really didn't know about.
You're right.
So, I was like, take me to Chili's.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah.
So.
At least. I get it.
We're going to. Hold on. Okay. Hold on. Quick pause.
I know what you're going to say. You're going to make fun of my ass.
We're going to do a.
Take a shot every time.
No. Yes. We're going to. Let me talk.
Okay.
We're going to do a. What year are you feeling today?
For real. Because sometimes I'm like.
What year are you feeling today?
Sometimes I'm like, yeah. We need to do one of those.
Today I'm feeling like, yeah, because I just took my coffee.
Today I'm feeling like a, oh, yeah.
Okay, back to my story. Yeah. So, you know, I was expecting to go to Chili's, or just a normal date, I would say. Mm-hmm. And he was like, just trying to chill. I don't know where. And
then, he went to fries?
No, that wasn't this was like our first. We're going to see each other, hang out. So, he never showed up.
Cosa triste.
No. So when I used to live, I had to walk all the way to the gate.
So you were just standing there?
I was just standing there looking like a hooker. Waiting for this guy that never showed up.
Did he at least like, hey, I couldn't make it?
He said his car messed up.
Oh.
Bad timing, my friend. So, you know, that wasn't a very good first. Like, to me, I was like, was it really his car? Was it? Because I already was feeling some type of way about him. So.
I can't tell you if that was. I don't know. But, yeah, that doesn't sound like a great.
Right? Would you go out on a date, on a second date with him?
If like, I really liked him, yeah.
He already left me hanging.
Well, if he gave me a good excuse, like, hey, I mean, like, it sounded like a good excuse,
but he's a really good liar.
Girl! I feel like we need an intervention here.
It's like a good thinker.
I think if my car broke down, I can't make it. Yeah, I would be like, okay. Aww. I guess. Send me pictures though. Send me pictures of the car.
Let me FaceTime you. Right?
Yeah.
Back then I don't think we could FaceTime.
No, but I don't think so.
And you know how long it took me?
How long?
To beg my parents to let me.
You just walked back.
So me going to the gate did not look right. Coming back, like, I thought you had left already.
Yeah. You should have stayed there sitting down till the date supposedly finished. You walk back. It was great.
You know, my parents, it wasn't a good impression on my parents, first of all. So it was definitely going to be hard to get a second date. And, my second date.
Oh, yeah.
So we were like, okay, we're going to hang out, right? I'm going to take you out somewhere. He took me out of Fry's Electronics to look for a stereo for his truck.
Actually, okay, unpopular opinion. I think that dates, like, well, maybe not for, like, first or second date. But, like, if we're talking and you're like, hey, let's go to Home Depot. I would be down for that. Because I think it's so fun, like, looking at
stuff. I think nowadays. Back then.
Yeah, back then it's like, what?
I haven't seen you yet. You know, like,
Then again, I went on a first date to the mall, so. We went to Sears and we looked at washers and refrigerators.
Oh, okay. But then, well, okay.
Made you feel better?
All right, I feel better. I guess I won't hold that grudge anymore.
Yeah.
You know, fuimos a Flamingos. No, on the third date.
Oh.
It's baby steps.
That was the baby steps.
Right? That was better. I like Flamingos.
Chill place.
But I was like, I was used to like Cheddar's, Chili's.
Oh, bougie.
I'm fancy, right? If you really want to talk to me, take me.
I don't think nobody ever took me. Well, actually, they took me to Olive Garden. That was sweet.
Oh, yeah.
But we had just came. That was actually a really cute date. We went to, you know, at the zoo, there's like these boats.
And oh, huh.
He took me there.
Afuera.
No, adentro. It was really cute because we were there, like, riding in the boats and stuff. But there's, like, a big fountain. And, of course, me, I was like, I want to get him. Like, you know, I want him to get off. So we went through there. And I didn't know that he had a plan to go to eat afterwards. I was wearing white shorts. And I was all, like, super, like, wet because we had just gone through the fountain. And then he's like, I actually have reservations at the garden. And I was like, I look a mess.
Reservations.
Uh-huh. Ah! It was like that. At the Olive Garden. And then I just, like, wrapped the shirt on my shorts. But
that was a cute kind of day. That's better than reservations at Fry's. So.
That was cute, though.
That was cute.
Yeah.
Oh, what happened? No, let's...
Another day.
All right, we're going to cut it off here because Leslie is hungry.
We're going to cut
it off.
We're
just talking about food now.
No. Oh, yeah, cheddars.
Yeah.
Fries.
Chili's, Burger King, Whataburger, yep. Tacos.
Guys, if y'all agree with some of my tacos idea, let me know.
No, I don't think...
DM us, guys.
Yeah. Actually, DM us.
And we'll keep points, too.
We like listening to feedback.
Yeah.
If we're doing something wrong or you guys don't really, like...
Don't tell us.
No, I like, listening.
Feedback, yeah.
Feedback. Positive. Positive. Peasants. What was...
Positive feedback.
Or negative.
Yeah, I think...
We'll take it.
Because I feel like it's like... The purpose of this is so y'all can relate to us in a sense. Or yeah. We can... Like, you know, so...
Yeah.
So what year are you feeling today, guys?
Yeah, for sure. Let us know.
We gotta go, guys. We're hungry. We're running low. I just drank
a coffee. So I'm like trying to get my word out fast.
Thank you guys for listening to us and keeping...
Yeah, I know today wasn't really, like, a specific topic.
But this is us. This is me.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know the next one.
I'm exactly where
I'm supposed to be now. Gonna let the light.
But yeah, guys, thank you for listening to us today. Yeah. Y'all can fast forward in some parts. See y'all next episode. Bye.